Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you? Are you daring to live your dreams? I had a conversation this morning, and it's actually a conversation I have a couple times a week about, you know, how do I change? How do I move forward? How do I take those ideas, those thoughts, those dreams, those aspirations inside my head and make them real? In a real world, how do I do that? And why don't I do that? So that is today's show. It's going to be awesome. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. You know why? Because life gets in the way, especially this time of year, and we still have things we want to be doing. And amazingly, most of us know how to do it. Most of us just get down and just get it done. But a lot of folks get stuck in a rut. I have the conversation all the time. So we're going to talk about that today. If it's okay with you, you don't have to. And by the way, I apologize for my frog in my throat today. It just is there. I have no idea why. I have noticed something. On the days I've decided to be quiet and spend time just, you know, being with myself and writing and doing stuff and not talking much, I get a frog in my throat. On the days I talk all day long, it's perfect. So guess what? The conclusion is I need to talk more. If that's even possible. So when it comes to your dreams, dreams are the things that kind of are just before goals, right? You have a dream, you set a goal, you set a deadline, you get it done. But think in your life right now, your business, your family, your relationships, whatever, think about it. And think about how many dreams you may have had, something you may have forgotten. Maybe you have a list somewhere you wrote on a Word document back in 1987. And you pull it out and you go, oh yeah, I forgot I wanted to do that. Or maybe, yeah, I want to do that, but I'm afraid. Oh, it's too late for me. There is never too late, I'm telling you. I'm going to go to my deathbed someday and say, wait a second, I got something I want to do. Is there something that you have not been able to get yourself moving forward on? It's not uncommon, it's not unusual. You are right there with a big group of people. And there's a reason for it. We can get into psychological reasons for it. I'm not going to do that today. But I will get into an idea that something you have to deal with first, and you're not going to like it. You're not going to like what I have to say. You already know what I'm going to say, even though you haven't heard it yet. Scott, I have no idea what you're going to say. You, as soon as I say it, you'll say, I knew that. But you won't do it. So how do we get started? So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options, hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print, hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Please, 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 can somebody stop the world? That's how we start. I want to get off. Have you said that before? Okay, just for you, I pressed the magic button. The world has now stopped. Completely, it's not spinning anymore. There's nothing crazy going on right now. Right now, it's perfect. You can do anything you want to do. Right now, think about it for a second. Truly, Scott, using his magical powers across the internet, just pushed a button, and the world stopped. And yet everything still works, which is weird, because there's scientists would tell you if the world stopped spinning, nothing's going to work. But again, I've got magical powers. So the world's all stopped. What you gonna do? That's the big question. What are you gonna do with it now? Don't have to go anywhere. Don't have to do anything. No responsibilities. Nobody calling you. There is nothing that you have to do. So you can do anything you want to do. What do you do when you're doing you? What you gonna do? If you don't have an answer, there's no need to freak out. I've already done that for you many, many times. It's really common for people to get slowed down first and think about their life would be like, and they have no idea. And a lot of times, if I could just slow down and get some thinking time, some time to myself, some time to journal, some time to go take a walk, then I'll figure it out. If I could just pull a weekend off and go get her done, then you know what? I could make my dreams come true. I had a guy say that to me just the other day. Continually looking out on the calendar for just a few minutes when he can do his job, figure out his dreams and make his dreams happen. Goes on year after year after year for a lot of people. But let's just say you're one of the few who decide the time has come to turn directly into the challenge. Are you there? I mean, the world's stopped right now. You can do anything you want to do. And oh, by the way, I should say this. You may be completely happy with what you're doing. You may see no need for change. I find that to be an issue, a problem. I wonder about you because I know me. The thing that drives me and I think drives everybody is growth in life. So that's change. But just in case you're just completely happy, just hang on for the ride. It'll be a fun show. So a lot of years ago, I adopted a philosophy that became the driver that would change everything for me. I decided that I would always turn face first into any challenge that stood between me and my dreams. I would face my passion head on and do whatever it takes to make it real. You've heard me talk about choice and means. Choice is being able to choose my passions. Passions lead to my purpose, allow me to accomplish my purpose. Means allows me to pay for it. So lots of times what gets in the way is the money, right? So I made that decision. I simply said, I will turn face first into it. Now that is a big decision. Don't run past that too fast. It doesn't mean I fight everything. It just means that, okay, something came to my mind. It's really got me excited. And yet it's really going to be a big challenge. I'm a little afraid to do it. And I go, you can do it. And I turn right into it. Do you know what happened next? I didn't have it yesterday. It's probably going to happen tomorrow. It happens to everybody I talk to. Do you know what happens to people I talk to all the time when they face their dreams and decide to go for it, to face it, and whatever it takes, I'm going to do it. We trip, we stumble, we fall into a pile of our own dreams, just crumbles. It's just a big old pile of, it's like a building collapse to just our dreams right there. We fall right into it. That's when I realized, when it happened to me, that deciding to face my passion was only the beginning of what I had to do. See, before you can face your passion, and by the way, let me pull this back just a second. I mentioned passion and purpose, and my personal belief is this, is that a lot of folks want to know what they're passionate about. I think we find that in a very interesting way. We kind of explore the possibilities and something sticks. Tell me. In fact, right now, you're probably doing something that's stuck. You're pretty good at. You're okay with. You're content with. It might even make you really, truly happy. You didn't even know how you got there, but it's working for you. And if you have your passion in line, you can apply that to what your big purpose is. We'll talk about that more in the first of the year, dig in a little bit deeper on that one, kind of a deep thing. But before you can face your passion, live your dreams, there are a few things you must face first. Are you ready for it? A little tough love here going into the holiday season. Usually I'm really nice right now, but I got to get you ready for January. You got to face your stress. You got to face your relationships. You got to face your health, your finances, your spiritual beliefs. You got to face your friendships, the clothes you wear, what you eat, what you dream. You got to be honest with yourself. Just look right at it and say, okay, what's the status? What's the situation with everything here? Because usually what happens is the fear of losing is going to hold you back from getting. And if you have a lot holding you down, if you have a bad relationship or you don't have enough money or whatever's going on, not the time, you're too stressed out, there's no possible way you can get to your dreams. Okay, let me take that back. You can. You can. Overnight sensations happen all the time after 20 years. It can happen. I don't want to be negative here. I want to be positive. I'm just saying we want to get the crap out of the way so you can go have fun, right? But people are afraid to get the stuff out of the way. It's like paying debt. People get so freaked out about paying debt off. I used to be freaked out about paying debt. Now I can't pay it fast enough. I had lots of debt. I had to pay it off over years and years and years, a lot of years ago. I hated doing it. I freaked out about it. Oh my God, I got to work so hard to do this. One day, guess what? I didn't have any debt. It was awesome. Living the I know you must be more lifestyle, if that's what you want. I know there must be more. It's freakishly simple. It's no big deal. Do whatever you want, whenever you want to do it. That's okay. It doesn't take that long to realize that getting what you want just requires that you face a few things first. So it's really simple. As scary as it may feel, no matter how much you don't want to do it, everything becomes possible when you deal with it all and all that stuff in your life and you take control. Let me share one little quick story with you here before we go. I'm running over. This might be a 10 or 15 or 12 minute podcast, something like that. Let me share something with you because I have actually had this conversation many times. I make a joke. Come on inside the Scott studio here. I make a joke all the time with the business clients I work with. And most of the people I'm working with are entrepreneurs. They're all entrepreneurs right now. And they're all married. And my joke is this. I said, yes, I help them make money. I help them build their business. I help them do all kinds of cool things. But I think mostly I keep them married. I think mostly I keep them married because ultimately what ends up happening is that while we're going about trying to make our money and everything else, we forget and lose track of our relationships. And they get bad really, really quickly. So sometimes it gets so bad, people are going bam, 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 back and forth. Like, I've had it. I don't know what I can do. And I'm like, you can't give up on this. You got to have a conversation. I'm like, what? Well, this is not sustainable. What's going on? It's a relationship, your finances, your job, your friends, your neighbors, whatever. And it gets to the point where it's just holding you back and you can't do anything and you don't feel good about it. Then you just have to sit and have the conversation. I know it doesn't feel good. Got to sit down and say, listen, here's the state of our relationship right now. It's not sustainable. It's not working for me because I got some dreams and ideas. I know you do too. But if we stay here, we can't get there. You got to be honest, right? I cannot tell you how many times I have advised people to do just that. They were scared to death. So if you got to, get out, you know, a glass or two of wine, not a bottle because that will change the conversation, but a glass or two, okay. Sit down and have an honest conversation. Just kind of let it out. Ultimately, if you have dreams inside your mind, you got to do the same thing with yourself. You have an honest conversation with where you are, what you got to do, what's in your way, and how you're going to go at it after it. It's the only way to get exactly what you want in this world. How do I know? Well, not only because I'm filled with Scott logic beyond belief. People call me all the time. Can I have an injection of Scott logic? I'm trying to figure out a way to bottle this. It's not that easy. I just went through a bunch of crap my entire life. Kept trying and trying and trying. My entire focus has been this since I was about 16 years old. And I've coached thousands of people now. And I've just kind of sat back and watched the results that came back. And okay, this works. Until you're honest, you're just lying to yourself, huh? Hey, that's a statement. That's a truth, isn't it? All right, listen, do me a favor. Go get the book that I wrote. I worked really hard on it. Go buy it, okay? It's a 5-minute gratitude journal for men. Women use it too, all the time. Just go to dailygratitudeboost.com. You'll find the book right there. And join me in Facebook. A lot of you coming over to Facebook lately. You're not saying hi to me, though. Be sure to tag me. Say hi so I can say hi back, okay? That's the rule. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook.